And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys Show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. Going to bump up against 50 degrees today. Better get out and fire up that grill if you know what's good for you, man. And I know what's good for me, and that is some of Barbecue Bob's jerky. Last week, we broke down six different recipes. We've thrown them up on the Grillin' Guys website. They're all right there. And we've done a little taste testing. But we just had a guy call in, and I want to make mention of this. We're going to open up the grilling lines, the Old World Olive Press grilling line today. 1-800-785-1073. If you've got a question or a tip for the grilling world, we'd love to either help you out with your question or pass along the tip, because from time to time, more often than not, our listeners are some of the best information that we can get and give out. So again, that's 1-800-785-1073, the Old World Olive Press grilling line. Give us a shout, and we'll break down your tip or recipe.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
That's right. That was Kirk from DeWitt who called in, and good timing, Kirk, because that's what we're doing right now. I just, wanted to, we've been talking about cold weather grilling, and, one of the cool things about cold weather grilling that you can do is a smoker, but a lot of people don't have a smoker. So we were talking jerky last week. I came up with one more recipe that was just a quirky thing, but you just tasted it, and I think it turned out really good. My first taste of it was surprisingly good, but I found in my supply cabinet a bottle of Creo injector, and you've all seen the buttery Creo injector for turkeys.
Tony Chetry, or whatever one it is.
Yeah, I don't know whose it was, but I just thought, man, this stuff's a couple years old. I better rotate it and get it out of here, because I don't think the shelf life's much more than that. So I took it and I used it as a marinade, and I added some sea salt and some celery because I didn't have any Instacure. And that's what you're tasting there. And a little bit of white pepper as well, but really easy marinade. You don't have to be a genius to marinate for jerky, and you don't have to have a smoker. You can make it in your oven.
Right.
Get some of Wright's liquid smoke and put just a touch of that in with your marinade, and you'll still make a pretty good jerky. Do it about 170. And then check it after an hour, hour and a half, depending on the thickness that you do it. But that's all this is. It's in the oven. It's in an outdoor smoker oven, but, I mean, it's really an oven.
Yeah, well, you were pouring the smoke to that, though, too, the hardwood smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there.
That's still
we
better.
We did this after the show last week, is we went down there, and you had marinated overnight. You'd marinated most of that
about
venison.
About 14 hours. Yep. Had seven different recipes.
Yeah, and again, they're on the grillingguys.com under the jerky six different ways, and the seventh one was this Creole that we're going to put up there today for you so that you can have that recipe as well. But real simple stuff, but turned out really well, really well.
And this is about a 3.5-year-old buck. So if people say that buck doesn't taste good, what do you think of that?
It was fabulous.
And I've got three empty bags of the jerky I brought in. I know Fongers likes it here.
Yeah. Which is important to note that it wasn't overcooked. I think that hour to an hour and a half, you still want it a little bit tender. I'm not a big fan of the jerky where you got to bite it with the side of your jaw and rip it apart.
That just does nothing for me. No.
Does absolutely nothing for me. But it was real good turnout. Try all these recipes, see which one you like, and give us a shout out and let us know.
And that buck, I kind of told a little bit of the story last week, but ran out of time, but I shot him. I hunt, obviously, up in Hawkins on Whipple Lake, where I keep talking about. But it was the day before rifle opened. I'm up in my tree with my bow. I just got busted by a bunch of doe. And so I'm kind of sitting down, trying to settle down. They had me pinned down for like 10 minutes. And you get to where you're trying to keep your body totally still because you got like 15 girls looking at you. And it gets
generally,
really tough on the
nerves. That's when I start moving.
It gets tough on the nerves. So, you know, you're trying not to breathe and all this stuff. So when they leave, finally, it's a big sigh. And calming down, settling down. Pretty soon I hear like this noise coming across the road. Here comes a buck. I pull up my nice big brand new SWAT from Bowtech from Alan Bob's and pull it up, give him a little bleat. He stops. Wham! I slammed him 36 yards. Couldn't tell if I hit him or not because it was so dark in those woods. He booked off and took off. I got down out of my tree. I went back to camp, made a bowl of chili. Pretty soon there's a knock on the door. Here stands this big guy, and he goes, "Hey, did you shoot a buck?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I think we found him. He's right up by the road. My brother's standing there watching him right now." And I'm like, "Yippee!" So we get in the quad and run out there, and I had him take my picture, and as soon as he found out who I was, he goes, "Oh, we listen to you all the time." So, it was just a kind of a fun little reunion in the woods.
Yeah.
Here I shoot a deer, and guys that listen to the show find my buck.
Right.
Because he ran out by the road.
And don't they,
and they were cool enough to actually stand there and wait because he said, "Man, people around here will steal that thing. It's a nice buck. You don't want to lose them."
Yep, absolutely. And didn't they have a tie to Alan Bob's too?
Yeah, he used to work at Alan Bob's, and he builds the jigs for Alan Bob's, the Hatchew brothers.
Oh, really?
So thanks again to the Hatchews.
Yeah.
So he builds the jigs for their bows.
Real sportsmen, real grilling world aficionados, and just all around great guys that would stand over another guy's buck, go try to find him, and then help him drag it out.
Oh,
and
you want to hear another twist to the story?
What's that?
They're actually cousins of Ted's, my buddy Ted that hung with up there. So it's like
small world.
Round robin.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know, Jop, we got the Grilling Club coming up Tuesday.
I know. And it's at Schmoe's. And if you've not been to the Grilling Club, this is something that the Rub Daddies have kind of taken over and breathed a little bit of life into. Bob and I were doing this, and we moved it around town a few times.
Sucked at it.
Yeah, and actually, we did. So these guys, Zager's Pool and Spa, Todd from Zager's, Chaz the Brewer from Schmoe's, and Chef Dewey, who's got a restaurant over on the northwest side, these three guys have paired up. And they're resurrecting the Grilling Club. And they're going to have a meeting on the 4th of December at Schmoe's, 6:30. It's free. Bring a piece of meat for the grill. There'll be several pieces of equipment out there that you can use, from smokers to grills to everything. And then I think the beer will probably be flowing, too. What do you think, Bob?
At Schmoe's? I doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. Probably a lot of it. But
cherry
anyway,
cola.
Yeah. And he does. He makes fabulous root beer there, so it can be a family event as well. You know, it's not going to be just a big old drink fest, but it'll be a great way for like-minded people to get together and swap some recipes and basically just hang out with one another and talk a little bit of grilling. Schmoe's is located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street, right next to the Patterson Ice Arena. And this thing's open to the public. There's no cover charge. It's just a great something
you
to do on
a
Tuesday
night. You can't go wrong by going.
Right.
If you want to bring a crazy piece of meat and challenge us to cooking it, bring it.
Right. Bob and I are going to be there, as well as a lot of other crazy girlers, all the guys from the Rub Daddies.
Crazy girlers?
Yeah, exactly. And some good food. Appetizers, main dishes, it'll all be there, man.
Speaking of Zager's, good place to get your Christmas gifts. I got a text from Todd just a minute ago, and they have right now all sorts of stuff going on sale, but they've got the Good One and the Big Green Egg on sale and barbecue accessories and gift baskets, so go to Zager's and get that stuff.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a few more cold weather tips, so you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Stick with us. We'll be back.
You lose, the devil gets your soul.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.